Welcome to the latest episode of Public Power Now. I'm Paul Ciampoli, APPA's news director. Our guest in this episode is Denise Bisenti, Government and Public Affairs Manager at the Navajo Tribal Utility Authority. Denise, thanks for joining us.
And thank you for having me here today.
Sure thing. So Denise, we haven't had anybody from NTUA on the podcast to date. So wanted to start our conversation off by giving you an opportunity to provide an overview of NTUA and its unique position in serving Native American customers in the Southwest.
Okay, certainly. NTUA was created in 1959 by tribal leaders who felt that a tribally owned utility would best understand the needs of the Navajo people. The seeds were planted at that time, and we started out as a small water utility with a little over a dozen employees. From that point, we started to grow and expand into a multi-utility enterprise. So in addition to providing multi-utility services, other objectives of NTUA are to promote employment opportunities on the Navajo Nation and to help improve the health and welfare of residents here on Navajo by improving the standard of life. Today, we have over 850 employees working to extend and provide electricity, water, wastewater, natural gas, off-grid residential solar, and communication services. We believe that what tribal leaders envisioned is what we are today. We are a multi-utility service provider that works hard daily to meet the needs of the people. As a Navajo society, we have our traditional customs of kinship, called keh, which embodies the qualities of kindness, compassion, understanding, friendliness, generosity, and empathy. So through keh, we are all related to one another through this extensive clanship system. So when our crews finish a project, they are thanked profusely through clanship, you know, where our teams are told, Ahyeha, Shiyaja, thank you, my child, or Ahyeha, Shiyaj, thank you, my son, or thank you, my children, for helping us. So when we hear this genuine appreciation, we know that we've done our jobs. Therefore, the work that we do is to help our society grow with utility infrastructure development. So our traditional motto is nihidnebundelnish, which means we work for the people. And that's who we are as NTUA.
Thanks, Denise, for that wonderful overview. I really appreciate it. My next question for you is if you could kind of detail what challenges NTUA faces in terms of serving a rural community and how is the utility addressing these challenges?
Well, our primary challenge is that we have 13,500 Navajo families living without electricity and approximately 17,000 without running water. When we say this, then people, you know, are taken back, surprised, wondering why in 2023 there are American families in the United States without basic access to electricity or water. So imagine having to store your fresh food in ice chests and worry each day about keeping it fresh for as long as possible, driving to get ice from the nearest convenience store that may be located more than 15 miles away and take that time every day or two to get the ice, or using a generator to power an entire home and using that same routine to drive many miles for gasoline and spending money which could be used for food or other needs. So life without a refrigerator is a daily trial for families without electricity. So how are we addressing this challenge is that we're looking for options to help fund power line extensions to homes. We are a not-for-profit entity, and we operate on our customer revenues. And we live in a region where the unemployment rate is six times the national average, and the median income is less than $12,000 per year. In 2018, our general manager, Walter Haas, was the chairman of the APPA board. During his tenure, he was given the opportunity to talk about his home utility. That's when the conversation started, whereby our sister public power utilities asked, what can we do to help? And that question was answered by the creation of Light Up Navajo, a mutual aid program that helps extend electricity to homes without. In 2019, Light Up Navajo was launched in a partnership with APPA. 28 communities traveled here to the Navajo Nation from 13 states. 138 line workers, volunteers, helped to connect 233 Navajo families to the grid for the very first time. It was successful, and we started planning for Light Up Navajo 2 when the COVID pandemic hit. So we had to cancel Light Up Navajo 2 and have our own crews complete the shovel-ready projects. In 2021, we hosted a mutual aid training initiative. The Los Angeles Department of Water and Power sent 65 line workers to train here on the Navajo Nation in rugged conditions with unpredictable weather in remote locations. Our area served as a perfect training platform, allowing visiting crews to build new power lines from scratch, set and climb poles in rough terrain. When the training ended, 80 homes were connected to the grid. So this program proved successful. It continued in 2022. LADWP sent crews and electricians to the Navajo Nation, and they helped. The electricians worked on house wiring projects, and then they were followed by the electric crews to finish by connecting the homes to the grid. This year, LA returned and was joined by Austin Energy, and they sent their apprentices to train here on Navajo. So overall, in three Light Up Navajo initiatives and three mutual aid training programs, 712 families now have electricity. So once we get electricity to the home, it sets the foundation for running water and broadband services.
Thanks, Denise. And just to clarify, planning is underway for next year in terms of the Light Up Navajo initiative, right?
Yes, Light Up Navajo 5 is underway, and we have more than 28 utilities that have signed up for the program to start in April all the way until July. So, we're thankful that, our public power sister utilities have again answered the call and are planning to send their crews here to Navajo and help, us extend power to homes where families have been living without electricity.
And I'm just going to take this moment to let listeners know that additional information about Light Up Navajo is available at NTUA's website at ntua.com. So you touched upon probably a large chunk of my next question, which was talking about renewable or transformative energy projects that NTUA has implemented. But I just wanted to maybe get any additional information for you on some renewable projects you may be working on. I know you mentioned solar earlier.
Thanks, Paul. Yes, we have moved into renewable energy generation. We built a 55-megawatt solar facility in 2019 just to demonstrate that a large-scale renewable energy facility can be built here on Navajo. It was built in two phases. In August of this year at the Red Mesa, Utah region, we had the grand opening for our third large-scale renewable energy facility. It's 72 megawatts, and the power will be going to 15 communities under the Utah Associated Municipal Power Systems and two communities in California. They purchased the energy that is being produced by the facility. So this is a big step for us moving into export renewable energy development. So our goal and objective with renewable energy development is to create new jobs to help reduce the unemployment rate. We had held job fairs before the construction started. At one job fair, there were about 550 people who stood in line for hours just to fill out an application. And then when the individuals start to work, they learn a trade. So these projects also provide on-the-job training. And if they're skilled workers, they improve their resume. And this is what we'd like to see, is to build an energy workforce that would mobilize from site to site, building solar facilities here on the Navajo Nation. Renewable energy development also helps us stabilize residential electric rates for over 40,000 customers. This goes back to the per capita income here on Navajo. That's why we try to look for ways to help keep the rate stable. It all, you know, these type of developments also help to increase the economy of the Navajo Nation and local communities, and helps us to connect unserved families, providing funding for programs like Light Up Navajo. So for the first time, the Navajo Nation has a commodity that the outside is willing to purchase that is generated here on the Navajo Nation. And we are bringing that economy to help us improve the standard of life for families.
Thanks, Denise. So my wrap-up question, I would anticipate that you might have covered some of this in terms of my next question, but I wanted to give you the opportunity as we close this interview to talk about how NTUA engages with the local community, especially in terms of decision-making processes related to energy initiatives.
Right. We do meet with communities and tribal leadership about energy initiatives. We update them on projects and we strengthen that relationship so we can move forward to serve the families in need. The communities know their families and the leadership represents those communities. So collectively, we form a partnership to do what we can to make life easier and better for our people.
Well, Denise, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us. Love to have you back and or Wally at some point. I know Wally hasn't been a guest on the podcast yet. So just wanted to throw that out there in terms of inviting you back at some point next year.
I would love to be back. And thank you. And thank you for the time to listen to, you know, our story, because we are moving forward. And, you know, Light Up Navajo's 5 is just around the corner. So we're excited in the planning process, and we will welcome these teams with open arms.
Absolutely. Thanks again. Public power utilities interested in learning more about the topics discussed in this episode are encouraged to join APPA's Energy Transition Community, a working group that is addressing grid operations, reliability, resiliency, and recovery in a future low-emission electricity delivery system, including advising APPA's work on its DOE cooperative agreements. To volunteer to participate in the ETC, send an email to energytransition@publicpower.org. Thanks for listening to this episode of Public Power Now, which is produced by Julio Guerrero, graphic and digital designer at APPA. I'm Paul Champollion. We'll be back next week with more from the world of public power.